Yeah, I'll tell you, obviously, Bax did a great job today, offensive line, Ahmad Hall, everybody in the passing game, or in the running game, did a great job. So, obviously, makes my job a little bit easier.
What was your mindset going in, knowing you didn't have your top two wide receivers? What was your mindset going into this game?
You know, I have confidence in the guys that we were going to go with today, and the Bell Hawkins had to come in there and play a whole bunch, and it's one of those things where, you know, we'd love to have both the Justins every week, but you know, you go with who you got, and I thought obviously the way the game went, we didn't ask a whole lot of the passing game today, but I thought that when they had the opportunities to do things, they did it.
Do you believe in statement games, and was this one for them?
I don't know. I think it's just another win. You know, I think we played well, and it's a good win. We got it on the road, and other than that, I mean, it was what it was. You know, we feel good about it for a day or two and move on.
The importance of coming off the bye and doing it, though, is a lot of things swirling that week.
Yeah, that was good. You know, I thought we really handled the bye week well. I mean, I thought we had a good week of practice this week, and you have a tendency to kind of I'll be a little sloppy, I think, coming off a bye week, but I thought our guys really handled it maturely and came back and had a good week, and I think it showed today.
What are you thinking when Lindale is chugging it down the field there with nobody around him?
Two things. First of all, I said, I didn't know he had it in him. Second of all, I said, somebody's going to catch him, surely, you know. But he turned it on. So it was a great run, obviously. Big hole, he showed me something.
Indy's been looming on the schedule. You can't ignore it. Jeff said that today's performance indicates guys weren't thinking about that.
Yeah, I mean, everybody all week obviously was talking about this being a trap game, and I think the guys in the locker room didn't feel that way at all. I mean, we knew that each week you got to come ready to play, and we felt like if we played well, we had a good chance to win this game. It happened. We did what we needed to do. Now we'll focus on the next opponent. Obviously, it's going to be a big game.
When you were building the lead early, how much of a sense did you get that you were taking the crowd out of the game?
Yeah, I mean, the crowd's always really, really good here and really loud. And obviously, the best way to get a crowd out of it is to go up early. And we were able to do that. You know, able to put a couple drives together, get a touchdown, right there before half. And it goes a long way as far as being able to operate later on in the game. It's obviously something you like to do every time you play on the road, and we were able to do it today.
Terry, after you hand the ball off, are you ever able to take a look and see what the offensive line's doing and what's being accomplished?
Yeah, I'll peek. I'm probably supposed to be carrying out my fake a little bit better, you know, but I'll do a little spectating and see at least how the hole develops or how it gets through the hole, and then I usually pick it up on the Jumbotron. So, I don't think we can say enough good things about our offensive line. Ahmad Hall, the receivers had to be a big part. Anytime you have long runs, receivers are part of the blocking, and tight ends, of course. I mean, obviously, overall, and I think our running game's strong, and I hope it'll continue that way.
Kerry, over in the other locker room, you've got a head coach who's saying there are no strong points on this Kansas City Chiefs football team. You look at your club. Do you see any weaknesses?
I wouldn't say that we necessarily have a ton of weaknesses. I think there's things we can get better at, and that's everything. You know, do we have the basis of a good team? You know, a good offensive line, good defensive line, all those kind of things. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying we're weak at any point, but I think there's parts we can get better.